This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
So like I said, Gary texted me and made sure I read some books.
Yeah.
And I read books. And last episode, you said you had questions about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of got to some of it. It was mostly like how the Jinx World stuff all fits together.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not specific book related questions, I don't think.
Okay.
But yeah, so did you read the? I guess there's four of them.
I read Scarlet.
Okay.
Pearl.
Yeah.
Cover.
Yep.
And United States versus Murder, Inc.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I read all four then.
Okay.
And Batman versus Deathstroke, or Deathstroke versus Batman.
Yeah, that was good.
Where do you want to start off with?
You know what? Let's start somewhere totally different. I finally caught up on Damage.
Okay. And?
It's a good book. That's all. So, Deathstroke. No. No, I realized I read what issues? 7 and 8 and the annual.
Okay.
So I finally read the Unknown Soldier one.
Uh-huh.
And I forget what else. I forget what was in these two. But it had a lot of
The annual came out, the Unknown Soldier one, and then the annual, and then this last week's one.
8, right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But all of it sort of mixed in and out, had a little bit more of the origin of the whole Damage project,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting to see that he was 250 something or 60 something people in, I guess, to the experiment. Right.
Right.
You know, and I guess, you know, some of the missions that he was on, it's basically other countries were trying to do the same thing. I guess Russia was the one where he's fighting the monsters, and then they revert back to people. So it's I'm liking now that it's not just he turns into Damage for an hour and destroys things and then ends up recovering somewhere.
Right.
That it's while he's Damage, he can talk to Damage and try and control it a little bit. And while he's himself, it's Damage talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a lot more, I guess, depth to the character.
Yep.
And I'm enjoying that. I forget where it left off in the 8th issue. If it was,
well, the annual
he was
left,
fighting those other guys, right?
I think the annual left off with Damage talking to him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the end of the 8th issue was, I think, the Unknown Soldier watching him turn into Damage, right? And then the colonel telling the soldier team to take him out.
Yeah.
So I guess at this point, he's now a fugitive. But, I mean, next issue, I don't know when the next one comes out. Not this week, maybe the week after. Should be interesting to see that fight and what happens.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is basically like the military having a weapon, and then now the weapon has a mind of its own, basically.
Right.
And doesn't want to be controlled anymore.
Yeah, or at least he's trying not to be controlled anymore.
Right, yeah. 8 is the unknown
yeah,
8's soldier.
Yeah, 8's the unknown soldier.
Yeah, and so then the annual came out after that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't remember. I knew I was a couple behind, so I didn't remember where it all
Yeah, ended. Yeah. 8 was the Unknown Soldier one, and then the annual is where now basically they're taking control of themselves.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And it's more... It goes in with your annual theme, though, basically, because you get more backstory from the Damage project and that you like with annuals.
Yeah, right. In the annual, that was where he fought the three other monsters, and while that whole thing's going on, it had like the colonel talking to him.
Yeah. And that we almost had our oh shit moment too, because like he had like 6 minutes left to beat these three monsters.
Yeah.
And so, because you know, at one time coming up, he's not going to beat that.
Yeah.
And then while he's fighting them, we have the flashback of how he enrolls into the damage program.
Right.
And then it leaves off with him turning back to human, and he's talking to damage inside his head.
Right. Okay. That was the end of that one.
Yeah. And the next issue 9's on sale September 19th.
Okay. So 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good.
It hasn't been like one of my favorite ones of the New Age, but it hasn't. It's been constantly good.
Yeah, it's been very consistent.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. The only reason I get behind is because there's so much other stuff to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's nothing against the book itself. It's just I have so many books that I read that every once in a while I'm like, oh, crap, like 2 or 3 of these kind of snuck in on me. So let me just catch up on that fast.
Yep, I agree. And that's kind of the only reason why I get behind on it, too. Like, I had 8 in the annual to read, kind of like you, but it was the day that the annual came out.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I need to read these two, knock these two out real fast. And there hasn't been one that's like, I don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just constantly good. It's not like overwhelming or anything, I don't think.
Right.
Like, I think with, like, Sideways, you know, that one issue had that one issue that it needed.
Yep. Yeah, it was good, and that pushed it over into, like...
great territory.
Super, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This one's just been constantly good, and we're still waiting for that one key moment, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting there. It's definitely building to the, kind of bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Is that the noise you make, like, when you read?
Sometimes.
So, sometimes, like, people in the house, like, stare at you, like, what the hell?
No, I do it in my head. Oh. But, you know, sometimes when, like, it all comes together, I'm like, oh, you got it.
Yeah, it all clicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else with damage. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Or at least for me, anyway.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yep. Very, very good.
It's gooder.
I think it's probably still my third favorite of the New Age books.
Yep. No, it's fourth for me.
Oh, you like Brimstone more, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't read that in a few issues. I'm like, I don't know how many are out. I think, did one just come out this week?
Yeah, one came out this past week.
Is that 5 or 6?
I think it's... yep. I'm looking it up right now. Dang it. 6 came out last week.
Okay, so I'm 5 issues behind on that one.
Yeah, so you've only read issue 1 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For me, I would say it would be Sideways, Silencer. Man, I don't know. I say that, and then I'm like, nah, I don't know. Yeah, I would say for me it'd be Sideways, Silencer, Brimstone, and Damage are like 3A, 3B.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of the New Age books I've sort of... I just didn't care about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think right now what the other ones are. Let me see.
The Terrifics?
Terrifics I still like, but I'm at least 1 behind. I think 2 behind on that one. Okay. Immortal Men I didn't really care for.
Yeah.
What's the Unexpected?
The Unexpected, yeah.
I didn't really care for. And okay. There was another one. I forget. Oh, New Challengers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one I didn't really care for. So those 3 I've sort of already, not necessarily thrown in the towel, but I have the first bunch of issues of them. I read the first ones, and it just didn't do much.
Uh-huh.
But I figure at some point I'll read at least the rest of the first arc.
Right.
And see where it goes from there. I mean, trying to set up a whole new series. It's not like it's a new Superman book where you have, you know, basic knowledge of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And it can just kind of throw you into a story and you're just like, oh, okay, you know, I'll put these whatever little pieces I'm not sure of.
Right.
I can fit them in as it goes along. Like this, that has to I didn't care for the characters. I didn't really care for where the story seemed like it was going. So we'll see. But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm way behind on those because I don't know if it's not. I mean, obviously I'm enjoying them because I'm still buying them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I enjoy other things more. So they keep getting pushed back and back as I read other books.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to hop over to Deathstroke?
Sure.
So the conclusion of the Deathstroke Batman storyline happened.
Yeah.
For some reason, was it six issues? I thought that the story was supposed to be like a six issue arc, and for some reason it didn't feel like six.
Well, I think there was, with the beginning and then the start of the arc, and then like this one was the conclusion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think there was four main parts, and then
The first and then this one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So what do you think about it overall? I mean, I kind of knew who was playing them, but
right.
You know.
Yeah. I mean,
it was still fun getting there.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it's funny because basically they are the same person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the whole thing with Alfred and Wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, was great. I love, you know, all the, even like every bit of them fighting each other, every conversation they had with each other. It was so much, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. It's like them talking into the mirror.
Yeah.
Basically. And you could see how easy it was because at the end, Bruce dresses up like.
Yeah, as Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I thought this was great, like, the whole time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Deathstroke's been one of those constantly good books anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know from, like, a PR standpoint if they just put Batman on this to, like, ramp up the numbers so we don't get it canceled. Like, I haven't looked at the numbers to see if it was selling or not, right?
When we had Daryl on a while ago, didn't he say that DC was not happy with the whole Damian thing, that he just kind of threw it in there?
Yeah, I think so.
So who knows if they had the plan to put Batman in this or not.
Right.
But that's kind of funny.
Which, okay, we're going to sidebar on Damian after we talk about this book.
Okay.
Because New Teen Titans, we need to talk about that too.
Oh, I'm a couple behind on that one, so.
Okay. Well, I could talk about it without spoiling that for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you read the annual one that starts it off with Adam Glass writing. So,
yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, with Deathstroke, it's constantly good. And, like you said, it's the two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What was that?
Oh, I was just saying I'm happy with the conclusion, even though it wasn't really much of a conclusion, per se.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it basically left things off as the status quo anyway.
Yeah, right.
My only complaint in this entire thing is the last frame of the final issue.
Okay.
When they get the lab results delivered and Bruce is like, eh, and he just kind of throws it in the fire.
Uh-huh.
But then the fire is melting just the envelope and not the paper to open up the envelope and show the paper that says it's a match. Come on.
Yeah.
That whole thing would have burned.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's just like TV, right?
No.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, I get that they have to trust that they have to believe that the audience are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
And you have to explain everything, but come on. They didn't have to say it. You knew.
Well, yeah, we knew.
Yeah.
And we got confirmation, but fairness, Batman or Bruce and Alfred didn't look, right?
Yeah.
So they could still be tricked later.
Yeah, but you know what? If they didn't look, why should we look?
Well, true. True. I can see. Yeah, I can see that.
So.
I can see that, for sure.
So, where... I mean, there's no indication at all as to where Deathstroke is going to go from here, right? I think he ends up in Arkham.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the next one is Deathstroke Arkham or something, right? It has Arkham in the title, anyway.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Whether he's there... You know, because he's locked up there because he's breaking somebody out.
Mm-hmm. Or he's got himself locked in there undercover.
Yeah, that's a very good probability as well.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. So, you're going to talk with Damon, sidebar?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're caught up on Red Hood, right?
Yes.
Okay, so supposedly, I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay, or Red Hood is Damien's son from the future.
No, not even close. Allegedly, Jason murdered Penguin on national TV.
Yeah.
Allegedly, right? Because we haven't got that confirmation that Penguin's dead.
Correct.
Just that he was shot in the face.
Shot in the face.
Yep.
Point blank.
Yep.
And everyone reported him critical condition.
Yeah, critical condition.
Yeah.
Okay. This leads Batman to go batshit crazy, pun intended, on Jason, right?
Yeah.
Ripping his symbol off of his chest,
mm-hmm.
and destroying his helmet.
Yeah.
And saying, Red Hood is no more. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So put that on pause.
Okay.
And then go back 3 weeks before when the annuals to New Teen Titans came out.
Okay.
The first one with Adam Glass, right?
Yep. I think it was a special, not an annual.
Okay. Whatever. It was a double-sized issue, whatever it was. Annual, special, whatever.
Right.
Damian kills people, right?
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Because Black Mask, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was, what, the room outside the sauna was full of dead and bloody bodies?
Yeah, yep.
And well, also, it looks like
bloody bodies.
Shot Black Mask in the head.
Yep.
From point-blank range.
Point-blank range, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you fast forward to now, and Damian's still the little asshole doing whatever he wants, and Batman hasn't stopped him.
Okay.
So, if they're both your sons, and I'm using air quotes, why are you harder on Jason than Damian when you know Damian's a little asshole and could have done it because of who his mom is?
Well, because...
Why isn't the R ripped off the uniform is what I want to know.
Because Damien's his real son.
And Jason's his redheaded stepchild.
Yep. And that's exactly what it is. No, I mean, that's a good question. I think also possibly because when Damien did it, he didn't do it on camera during a live speech. So maybe there's plausible deniability.
Okay. But again, the very first arc of Red Hood and the Outlaws, he shot the mayor.
But he did not shoot the deputy.
That's right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we're going to go full tilt emo Batman across all Bat books, right? Then we need to go full tilt emo Batman across all Bat books.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. But the whole thing, though, in Red Hood was that didn't that prompt the whole conversation with Batman saying, look, you can be here in this city, but you got to follow my rules. And he said, okay.
Yeah. Which... And he also had that same conversation, not the exact same conversation, but the same conversation with Damian.
Nope.
Hence the reason why we had the New Teen Titans in the first place, so he can actually go out and try to make friends because he's a little asshole.
Okay, so here's a crazy theory. What if Damian in the Teen Titans special was actually Jason, dressed as Damian? That's all. I'm not really going anywhere with it.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, all I'm saying is, okay, so he could
it makes sense.
He could beat up Jason Todd because Jason Todd's of age, right? Where he needs to get his ass beat. But if he beats up Damian, then he'll be Adrian Peterson?
I guess. That's probably a part of it. I mean, maybe he was watching ESPN.
Well, I mean, at least he'll be a starting running back for the Gotham Knights then, I guess.
After six games.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. That's a good question, but I think it has more to do with the timing and the situation. Whereas, you know, like the timing when Jason did it was right after Batman started to go nuts with the whole non-wedding thing.
Okay.
And he did it on the news. You know, so I mean, Batman probably had to cover it up somehow with all of his computer stuff, you know, blanking out satellites and whatever else.
Okay.
Whereas when Damien did it, I mean, who knows when exactly along the timeline it happens. And there's a possibility that, I mean, look, I mean, Batman will know, but there's a possibility that Damien killed every possible witness. So, you know, it could have been a number of things.
Yeah. Okay. But you're behind on New Teen Titans. So there's still stuff happening while Batman is nuts.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously you didn't read this past issue of Batman. So it's him and Nightwing. Dick, right? Yeah. Like, Dick's trying to be there for him. Okay. And they didn't, which is ironic because they didn't even bring up the whole Jason Todd thing. Which, I mean, come on. Whether you like him or not, you're still going to be like, whoa, don't you think you crossed the line a little bit on that?
Unless maybe that happens after the thing with Nightwing.
Nah, I don't think so. Listen, I don't know.
As someone who has not read the book, I will definitively say it happens before the whole thing with Jason.
Okay. And for someone who's read both books, I'm going to say you're wrong. But anyways, that's just my side tangent is if you have him going completely nuts, not completely nuts, but if you're having him be emotional.
Right.
Which I understand why he is. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying let's keep it in all the Bat books the same. Now, if he wants to be happy-go-lucky Batman or grumpy Batman just because he's Batman in Justice League or, you know, something like that, okay, cool, whatever. But in the Bat books that have the same editor, we have to keep Batman tone the same, at least.
Yeah, makes sense.
But that was just my question to you. Like, when I was reading Deathstroke, because Damien was, you know, the main focus of the story, basically, I was like, wait a minute. And don't get me wrong, I've said that Damien's an asshole like 6 times in the past 20 minutes. It doesn't mean I don't like him. I'm just saying, like, his way isn't Batman's way, like,
right,
completely. Right. And right now, he's not following the Bat code. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see how it all plays out, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless the whole thing with Jason is just a setup that he's really, Jason's going to go deep undercover and kill lots of people for Batman, and this is how they get around it.
I would buy the hell out of that book.
Yeah. I mean, it'll absolutely never happen. Yeah. I guarantee that's not what's happening, but
yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
If Jason goes full on dark ops type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had Dick as a spy working for Spiral. So maybe we can have Red Hood just as, you know, a cold-blooded hitman or something.
Yeah. Like a snarky Deathstroke.
Yeah. Like a better Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, speaking of Jason Todd and whatnot.
Yeah.
I know you don't watch this, and it's DC related, kind of, but Jensen Ackles, who voices Jason Todd in Under the Hood, or, mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that what it's called?
Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, Under the Red Hood. This season of Supernatural, he's going to be gone for like 12 episodes. So no Dean Winchester, because he has prior filming engagements. And the rumor going around is he's going to make an appearance as Jason Todd.
On
one of the upcoming DC movies that are filming.
Oh, DC movie. Okay, I'm thinking the TV shows.
No,
and I'm like, they wouldn't have Jason show up as, you know, on Gotham, because that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, or Arrow, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and it's only stoked the fire because he tweeted out a picture of him standing next to a Red Hood costume. And
interesting.
He was like, me looking at me, or something like that. I don't remember, but... So I thought that was really cool because I thought he did really good as voice acting as Jason Todd.
Interesting. I mean, what movies are filming now?
I guess
the Birds of Prey movie, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, out of everything.
Suicide Squad 2 filming?
No, that was delayed filming, I think, because Will Smith is doing a bunch of other stuff.
Doing Bright.
Yeah, Bright 2 and something else.
He said he would never do a TV show again.
It's not a TV show. It was a movie.
It's okay.
I mean, it's a Netflix movie, but it's still a movie.
Okay, but yeah.
And he was filming something else also. Maybe Bad Boys 4.
Men in Black 8.
No, aren't they doing a new Bad Boys movie? Bad Boys for Life or whatever? I think that might be the other one he's filming.
Yeah, but they are doing the new Men in Black, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't even seen the fourth one yet. The third one? Yeah. Fourth one?
This one is like a reboot of it, but like I think Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are going to be in it to like hand off the baton to whoever.
Wasn't that the last one, I thought? I didn't see it. So
I don't know. I didn't see it either. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, unless maybe one of the Joker movies.
Could be. Joaquin Phoenix is doing the Joker movie, right?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't die as the Red Hood, though, would he?
No, unless he showed up as a resurrected Red Hood.
Yeah. Or I guess, I mean, they can change it to where...
Listen, if they're doing a Joker origin movie, it's all going to be screwed anyway, so they may as well just go balls to the wall and make it completely insane.
Yeah, where Red Hood gets beat down with the crowbar.
Yeah.
And before you walk into the theater, they give you, like, yes or no clickers.
Yeah.
And they stop the film, and they're like,
how amazing would that be Joker. If they did it like when Clue was in the movie theater.
Yeah, yeah, and you could exactly.
See one of three endings.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so unbelievable.
Yeah. Should Joker keep bashing with the crowbar? Press the red button.
You know what? Honestly, could you imagine that marketing? Because, I mean, just like the word of mouth on that, when, mm-hmm. you know, like you and I see the movie, and we're talking about it on here, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh man, the end when, you know, something happened. You're like, no, this happened. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I got to go see this again.
Yeah. Well, just think you'd have to see it twice.
At least twice.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
DC, we want our check.
Yeah, seriously.
That would be awesome. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, there's a good chance I might see some of these movies twice in the theater anyway.
Yeah, right.
But hey, why not give a little nudge?
Yeah, you'd absolutely have to.
Yeah.
If you pick the red button and not the blue button.
Yeah, with my luck, I would keep seeing the same one. I'd go like six times, it would always be the same one.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Batman, the Telltale Game part of it, right?
Okay.
That's the whole kicker with the Telltale games. They're choice-based.
Yeah.
So, like, each outcome is a part of whatever decision you make throughout the whole game.
Yep.
And so you have to at least play it through, like, three times. Yeah. Or unless you're like me and you save, like, nine different save points because you're a madman.
Yeah. There was, I forget, not a Telltale game, but there was another, might have been, like, one of the Dragon Age or something, where there's, like, depending on how much you finish in the game, it's how complete an ending you see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember what the game was now, but it was something like, you know, if you do, you know, if you answer this question this way early in the game, it'll give you like an extra 5 minutes of like the ending movie. And if you do this later on, it gives you an extra this or it changes that or something. And huh. I remember a friend of mine, like, I guess 100%ed the game on mm-hmm. whatever system he was playing it on. And he's like going on and on about the ending. And I was like, dude, I saw like maybe half of what you're talking about. I ended up having to look it up on like a YouTube video to see.
Yeah.
But man, I would totally do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be all in for that.
Yeah. Hashtag all in.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's probably already taken.
I don't think so.
did you get into reading the Sandman universe stuff?
You know what? I read the first one. I didn't read the new one, Dreaming.
Okay.
I think I didn't get to that one yet.
But you read like the DC Rebirth edition of the first one, though, right? Where it had the four stories of the different ones.
I think I did.
Well, it's just like a sample, like a huge thing where it has the four books in it, and it has like maybe four or five pages of each one.
Was that was just Sandman Universe?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I thought I read that.
I was just asking. It's, okay, so shamefully, not shamefully, I guess, Sandman hasn't been something that I've been a huge fan of.
Okay.
but it's because I haven't really given it a fair shake now that I'm older. Like, when it was coming out, I was late into the game.
Okay.
So by that point, I was like, I don't want to, like, go back and start over and read and get caught up. Because it wasn't as easy to binge stuff as it is now.
Right.
But it's something that I haven't, you know, like, really, honestly, I know I'm going to get hate tweets for this, but, like, haven't had the urge to go back and get caught up on.
Well, my opinion, most of it is fantastic.
Okay.
But there's, like a lot of things, there are bits and pieces that are just, like, they really drag.
Okay.
So, Sandman's one of those things I want to go back and reread. Mm-hmm. And I always, like, I'll sit down with it to start, and then I just get distracted, like, partway through. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I got to read this, and I'm going to do that, and then I'll do this, and I'll get back to Sandman later, and then it's, like, 8 months later. And I was like, oh, I should really reread Sandman again.
See, and so, I was hoping that the Sandman universe would ignite that for me.
But it hasn't so far?
It hasn't so far, really. And I haven't read The Dreaming yet.
Right.
So, and I'm going to give it a fair shake, and I'm not saying that I won't ever go back and reread it, but I think I'm more in the mindset to enjoy it if I didn't before, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like in the 90s, reading Watchmen wasn't really my thing either.
Yeah, but you realized how wrong you were, and now it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because before, it read like reading a textbook to me, like literature. Mm. Instead of an actual fun comic.
Well, I guess that's part of the appeal of Gaiman, is that it's not just simple reading.
Yeah, right.
He really gives you something to think about.
Yeah. which is why I said I think I would, I'm glad I kind of held off on it back then, because I don't think I would have liked it, period.
Right.
But now, not reading any of it, I think I would get more out of it. But there's still tons of other books that I read that keeps pushing it back on the back burner, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we should add Sandman to the list of things that we should, well, I guess you read and me reread to talk about.
Well, we did that with 52, and yeah. I reread it 3 times, and you couldn't get past, like, issue 3, so.
Listen, I read the first 2 issues of that before I had to go back and read other stuff. But, yeah, Sandman, I'm pretty sure Sandman is one of the few comic things that, like, my wife has read in its entirety.
Okay.
Because I don't remember. She was saying maybe she read American Gods. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
It's like, what else has he done? And I'm like, well, like, here. And I gave her some Sandman stuff, and she's like, oh, I don't want to read comics now. I was like, all right, whatever. But then, like, you know, I mean, she's a teacher, so over the summers before we had kids, you know, if she wasn't teaching summer school, she would, like, sit and beat role-playing games on the Xbox 360. But she sat 1 year, I think, and she read all of Sandman. She's like, this is actually really good. I'm like, I told you, like, you know, if you like his writing, you're gonna like it,
right?
So, yeah.
I'll put that on my list to read.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, I have trades of them, so it's not like I don't own them. I don't know if I own them digitally or not, but anyway.
All right, let's get to Jinx World.
Okay, where do you want to start?
I don't know. Do I start with my least favorite, or do I start? Yeah, you know what? Let's do that.
Okay.
Now, let me preface this by saying I liked all 4.
Okay.
Okay. The one I liked the least was probably United States versus Murder, Inc.
Okay.
I don't know exactly why. I think for me personally, the art was my least favorite.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
But the story, I mean, it starts off, I guess, the girl telling about how her father was murdered. Mm-hmm. And then apparently, like, her uncle took her out of class because they found the guy that killed her father, and without hesitation, like, as he's trying to explain to her, you mm-hmm. can do whatever, she grabs the knife or whatever and stabs him in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, to me, this book kind of felt very Deadly Class-ish.
Already done before?
What?
Already done before?
Not already done before, but I really like Deadly Class.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too.
And if I'm going to read another book about some kid being trained to be an assassin or whatever, it's got to really wow me, I think. Yeah,
you'd rather watch that book or read that book or watch the new TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't not like it. I enjoyed the book, but, you know, I mean, there was the part, where was it? They were on the roof and he hands her the sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, never shot a gun before. Mm-hmm. And she's asking, she's firing live rounds. And of course she shoots the guy perfectly in the middle of his back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, but.
Well, she said that she can do that better.
Yeah. <Who knows? laughs> But I mean, I'm curious to see where it goes. Cause I mean, I guess, where did this one end up with, I guess he's still testing her, and like, your next test is you got to beat this guy in hand-to-hand combat or something with the.
No, that's her getting into to be an enforcer. The first girl enforcer, she's in front right. of the family.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That
so it's not her uncle testing her, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it sort of is.
No, he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Doesn't he work for the you know, because their family has always worked for these people?
Yeah, but I mean,
he's setting her up to be in there.
Yes, he's setting her up, and I'll put this in his words, to be the first Jackie Robinson, because she'll be the first woman assassin, period.
Mm.
But it's not his call,
I guess,
to make. Yeah, because he's the one that's bitching about it, because the dude's like four times her size or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where this one leads off.
Yes.
So this is your least favorite, but you still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but like I said... I mean, I'll keep reading it because it was interesting enough, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's gotta really start to wow me for it to jump up on my rankings of these so far.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because okay. I would put this one probably at my number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because Cover would be my number four.
Okay. Cover would probably be my number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So tell me why on that one.
One, David Mack's art. And it's funny, the first couple pages where it's like not scribbles, but it's sort of
mm-hmm.
scribbles.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought David Mack did the art for this book. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, this does not make sense. But then all of a sudden when it cuts to his, I guess the girl is looking at the guy's work at the convention, and it goes to like his cover images or whatever of the ninja or whatnot. My lord, those are good looking pages.
Yeah. Yeah, those, when it actually gets to realisticness.
Yeah.
Yeah, the art is phenomenal.
And plus, not only that, I love how David Mack uses, like how he makes the panel. There's the couple pages where it's the guy, where it's him drawing or painting the picture as like mm-hmm. being negative space.
Yeah.
And the panels are like around it. And, oh my goodness, that looks so good.
Yep, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but this one, I very much enjoyed the story. Where
yeah, see, that's where we differ.
Really,
we both love the art, but the story was just for me.
But okay, why is it just for you?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I it just didn't wow me.
Hmm.
Like when you have that amazing art in the book,
right?
I guess it overshadowed the story for me.
Okay.
You know, because, like, if the story's just as amazing as the art is, then you have, like, an instant classic, usually,
mm-hmm.
right? But, like, for me, the art totally outweighed the story on this one. And I caught myself more drifting off looking at the art than actually paying attention to the story.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, I guess I can see that. For me, the story on this, how it's this woman... keeps showing up as a fan at like conventions buying up this guy's art, and I guess he's like a struggling comic guy and spending like thousands of dollars on his original stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then at the next city that he's at, she shows up again, and then she takes him out to dinner, and basically you know, as it turns out, she works for the CIA. And I like how he gets, you know, invited to wherever it was in the Middle East, I guess.
Yeah.
The convention there, and they're going to put him up. You know, they'll pay his way with the first class airfare and hotels and everything. But, you know, and of course, he gets there and sees that they have a driver waiting and it's her. I am very curious to see what the CIA wants to use this guy for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the intrigue of this book makes it like it makes me really enjoy it.
Okay. I can see that. And you're not wrong. I still yet. You're not wrong yet. Let's put that caveat in there. And I am going to stay with this book because I too want to see where it goes. But I don't know. I think less would have been more here, like with word blends and stuff.
Okay. I mean, out of the four Jinx World books, this one was the least amount of dialogue.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And to me, it has a very, almost a mind management kind of feel. Like, okay. You might think that they're going to try and have him do something with his, you know, with the comic and art and messages or something.
Right.
So, I don't know. This one had me very excited. I'm way all in for this book.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. You said that was your least favorite, right?
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. Least of the four, I would say. And your least was my number two, and my least was your number two.
Yeah. So I'm curious.
So what's your number three then?
My number three would probably be Scarlet.
Yeah, so that's where we flip-flop too then. So my third would probably be Pearl.
Hmm.
And Scarlet would probably be my number one.
Interesting.
So why would Scarlet be your number three then?
Again, along the same lines of Murder, Inc. reminding me of Deadly Class, this reminds me of DMZ.
Okay.
Like, completely. And that's one of my favorite books ever. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to give me a similar-ish story, you got to blow me away.
Okay.
And this one didn't do it. This was actually the book last week that I was asking you about, like, if these are characters from previous
stuff.
Like, because this one kind of starts off, it seems like, in the middle of a story.
Right.
So I believe there is a previous volume of Scarlet.
Yes. Yes, there is.
I have not read any of it, so I don't know if it leads into this or what exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it leads into this per se.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. I love this one because of the word balloon usage of it. Like, when it's circular, she's talking to the people in the panel.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's square, she's a rectangle. She's actually talking to us, like breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty, not really new, because, I mean, Harley and Deadpool break the fourth wall all the time.
Yeah.
But I found it refreshing, I guess.
Hmm.
And I really want to see what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, look, just because I have this as my third favorite doesn't mean I didn't like it.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, I'm trying to think, where did this end? The guy showed up in the city to talk to her, right?
Yeah, and told her that she was being summoned, or the White House was ready to make a deal.
Yeah.
Or hear her out, or whatever.
Hear terms or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we have Pearl, right?
Yep.
So this was your number one?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, the artwork in this book is unreal.
Yep, the artwork's good.
Second of all, the story in this book is unreal.
Okay.
And third of all, this should be your number one.
So,
what did you not like about this one?
Oh, I'm not saying that. I don't think I mean, somebody's got to be third, right? I just enjoyed Scarlet and then Murder, Inc. more.
Huh.
Like, I guess her having the porcelain skin and being able to tattoo all that stuff was interesting, but not as interesting as the other two books, I think. Like, it wanted me to, it left me wanting more, but not as bad as Scarlet or Murder, Inc. did.
Hmm. Interesting. Even when there's that weird shootout on the street?
Yep.
Hmm.
And what do you mean by weird shootout on the street?
Well, I mean, you know, the guys come to kill the guy, and of course she's there and shoots the other guy first.
Yeah.
And he sees her. I just like her reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read this one first.
Okay.
And I like this one more than, like, I read this and Scarlet, I guess, came out the same time. Or maybe This one came out right before Scarlet.
Nope. These two came out the same week.
Was it? Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know I read them one after the other. And this one, like, really hit. And I think because of how I felt, Scarlet was similar stuff I've read before.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, whatever. But honestly, like, I really love the art style on this. Yeah. I mean, it's the whole thing. I'm curious about the story. I'm curious about the tattoo stuff. You know, it's all interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, for me, it just didn't hit all cylinders like the other two books that I picked up. One and two did for me. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Now you've read more Bendis than you've ever read.
Yeah. I mean, listen, after reading a second issue of a second title, that's more Bendis than I've ever read. I've read a book before, so.
Yeah. And you purchased Power, so that's awesome.
Yeah. I haven't read any of it yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, because that's going to be in the long list of stuff that you'll get to later on.
Yeah, let me know when you start Sandman, I'll start Power.
Deal. Oh, what do you think? You got anything else? You want to wrap her up?
Yeah, I get a little more.
Okay. Give me a little more, then.
DC Universe starts in a week.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm just excited. I don't know if you saw the brief conversation between Mike and Martin on Twitter, how there's no iOS apps or whatever yet.
Nope. I didn't.
Yeah. I've been, like, every day I keep looking on my phone to see if there's something in the Apple store, and there is not. And I don't know why. I mean, I get that the service isn't out yet, but like, you could still give me the app so I can download it and have it ready for when the service goes live. But then Martin pointed out that it's, I think, I don't know what he has, maybe a Samsung or something, but on my Android tablet, I was able to download the app. So it's out there somewhere.
Okay.
So.
Just not on your phone?
Yeah. And I mean, look, I don't mind watching TV stuff on my tablet. I'll do it at work when I'm eating lunch. But at the same time, I really want to watch Titans on my TV.
Yeah.
So I think I saw somewhere that they're not making a PlayStation app.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I thought I saw that somewhere, or I heard people talking about it. I don't know if it's true or not, but I hope at some point they make something. But yeah. I mean, I also have an Apple TV.
Yeah.
So I just want to be able to watch the new shows on a nice TV and not on an 8-inch tablet. You know, I mean, I'll rewatch the hell out of them on my tablet at lunch.
Right.
But I'd like the first experience, you know, like if Terminator 2 came out, I wouldn't sit and watch that for the first time on my tablet.
You wouldn't?
No, I would have to see that on a big screen.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, Titans doesn't come out until later on in a couple months anyways, right? So, yeah.
End of October, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's still, as of recording this, it's still a week away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It comes out on the 15th, I think. Yep.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, so we got some time, but I'm excited by next weekend.
Yeah, I'm. Well, yeah. I mean, it'll just be more shows that I'll get behind on. So.
No, I can find time to watch an episode a week or however. I don't know if they're doing it weekly or dumping them all.
Yeah, I thought I heard, but I forgot how they were doing it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if they were to do like two episodes at a time, I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily need them to give me all whatever, 10, 13 episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I would get through it that weekend.
But, right. You don't need to.
You know, I don't need to. I can wait. I can watch an episode a week.
Yeah. And I saw that they just said that Swamp Thing is going to be hard R.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Saw that, so.
Nice.
And Constantine's a regular on season 4 of The Legends.
Is he?
Yeah.
Now, can we get Constantine as a regular on Swamp Thing?
Maybe. I mean, they haven't started filming that yet, so they're just now casting it, so.
Can we get this Constantine as a regular on Swamp Thing?
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
Because Matt Ryan kills it.
Absolutely kills it. I mean, honestly, like, if I think of Constantine, that he
you,
is...
You think of Keanu Reeves?
Absolutely Keanu Reeves. No, I think, like, Matt Ryan's version is basically, you know, how I would picture it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and if it was a hard R, he could actually smoke cigarettes again.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd be down with that. Yep. So, exciting, lots of exciting things.
Lots.
It's real, real wild stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap her up.
Yeah, I got nothing else. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rumbar316.
The show is at DC_Absolute, and you can email us long form questions or complaints at AbsoluteDCPodcast@gmail.com. And thank you for listening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.